Hey loves, welcome back to another episode of The Diary of a Soulful Kid with your host, Soulful Re. That's me. So today's conversation is one that has been echoing in the rooms of my mind for years now, but lately it's been more loud than usual. I know that means it's time to actually take it seriously and be more proactive about it. So yeah. The question I keep hearing in my subconscious is, are you ready to learn to allow yourself to stay when you want to run? Are you ready to learn to allow yourself to stay when you want to run? Now, I'm guessing we all know what fight or flight responses are, and if you're anything like me, you're most likely always a bird in the wind, and this is not a compliment, by the way. I think that we all have different ways in which our flight responses are triggered. But the question is, how much longer are we going to keep running for? One can only run for so long, you know? You know that saying that goes something like, growth comes from confrontation? Yeah, I get the sentiment of this, but lately I've been doing a lot of inner work, especially regarding revising my language and the words that I choose to speak, not only to myself but towards others as well. So I'm going to have us change this to growth comes from embracing instead of growth comes from confrontation. At least to me, when you confront something, the word in itself, it comes with some kind of energy or sauce or sense of violence, or it's just such bad vibes. Like, what do you mean confrontation? Like, what do you mean I'm going to confront? Like, it's just such a bad vibe. But, and we don't do that here. We like soft things, not confrontation. So when someone or something is confronted, it goes without saying that the natural instinct is to go on the defense. And that just ends up in a tug of war, you know? And that can also be like an inner tug of war with yourself if you're confronting something. But when you embrace, bro, when we embrace things, we welcome or accept, we hold warmly and tenderly in our arms, there's the likelihood of there to exist more harmony when we embrace than we confront. It's the thing of, oh, like, I'm fighting with my ego. Like, bro, don't fight your ego. Embrace your ego. Whatever you're fighting with, stop fighting and embrace. Like, aren't you tired of fighting? Bro, I am tired of fighting, hey? Like, I am tired of just the sourness, the violence. Like, I am just tired. Like, I want to soften into life. I want to soften into stuff. So we're changing that. Like, growth comes from embracing. Growth does not come from confrontation. Growth comes from embracing, okay? I'll give you an example. I have this habit of locking myself away. You'd barely find me accessible on social platforms. And it makes me laugh when people say to me they wish they could also simply abandon social media like I do. It makes me laugh because I don't do it mainly because I don't want to use social media as they might think. It's actually more because I don't know how to let myself simply exist. When I do use my socials, I start to feel like I'm existing too much. Bro, what does existing too much? What does that even mean? Like, how can one exist too much? And that's like the mental battle that I have with myself. I just don't know how to let myself exist. So if you don't find me on socials, it's really because, bro, like, I just don't know how to let myself exist. But the way our world is built, social media has become such a key tool. And not being able to allow myself to have access to this tool is definitely a form of self-sabotage in a way. So you'd often find me constantly like deactivating and reactivating my platforms. And this is one way in my life, the question of, are you ready to learn to allow yourself to stay when you want to run? Because I have stuff that I want to do. Like, I read tarot, I'm a life coach, I'm writing a book. Like, I have stuff that I want to do. And the only way to, like, get myself there is by using social media actively and like promoting myself or sharing myself or sharing my content on social media. That's how people find out about my services and what I do and about my book and stuff. And it's like, how am I supposed to do that if I don't know how to learn to allow myself to use it? Well, how am I supposed to do that if every time I come on social media my first instinct is to run and deactivate? Like, I don't know how to let myself stay. You see what I mean? It's like, it's self-sabotage. Like, I don't, it's so crazy. And another way is in the context of relationships, be it romantic, platonic, whatever kind of relationship. When these connections trigger us, instead of running from them, are we ready to learn to embrace these triggers, to stay and work on them, to work through them? I recently had a situation with someone in my life where usually if we had a conversation that wasn't the sweetest, like it was a bit sour, they'll definitely not hear from me for a while. But really, like, how are we to nurture and grow connections if we run from the things that make us feel naked, so to speak? And I use the word naked because lately I've been feeling very deeply that Bible verse in Genesis, I believe, where after Adam ate the apple and God came to the garden and he shouted, he said, "Adam, where are you?" And Adam said, "Oh, I heard you come into the garden and I hid because I was naked." He didn't allow himself to stay. He ran. Like, you know what I mean? But are we ready to learn to allow ourselves to stay even when we want to run? I've kept hearing, are you ready to learn to allow yourself to stay when you want to run? Like, are you ready to start to learn to allow yourself to embrace? Now, if you pay attention to my choice of words, I am not saying, are you ready to stay when you want to run? But rather, are you ready to start to learn to allow yourself? Start to learn to allow yourself. There's a lot that these four words, learn to allow yourself, holds. And I think this is what I will leave you with today. When you do get a minute, take some time to reflect on the areas in your life where the questions, are you ready to start to allow yourself to stay when you want to run, applies to. And secondly, explore what the concept of embracing means and what that looks like to you and for you. And finally, please take some time to meditate on what learning to allow yourself means to you and the areas in your life which could use some more intentional practice in doing so. What areas of your life can you be more intentional about allowing yourself to whatever it is, you know? And yeah, I'll leave you with these questions and hopefully we all learn to start to allow ourselves to simply be. Till next time. Aww.